سلام، فروخ هستم و امروز میخوایم یه قسمت دیگه از کتاب Think Again رو با هم دیگه بخونیم. مثل همیشه اول یه دور از روی صفحه میخونم و بعد با هم بررسی و ترجمه میکنیم و بعد یک بار با سرعت خیلی آرومتر با هم دیگه میخونیم. قسمت 35. When students arrived for the debate, they discovered that their sparring partner was not a peer but a law student. What they didn't know was that the law student was in cahoots with the research team. His task was to spend 18 minutes launching an aggressive assault on their worldviews. Murray called it a stressful interpersonal disputation. Having directed the law student to make the participants angry and anxious with a mode of attack that was vehement, sweeping, and personally abusive. The poor student sweated and shouted as they struggled to defend their ideals. The pain didn't stop there. In the weeks that followed, the students were invited back to the lab to discuss the films of their own interactions. They watched themselves grimacing and stringing together incoherent sentences. All in all, they spent about 8 hours reliving those humiliating 18 minutes. A quarter century later, when the participants reflected on the experience, it was clear that many had found it agonizing. Drell described feeling unabating rage. Locust recalled his bewilderment, anger, chagrin, and discomfort. They have deceived me, telling me there was going to be a discussion, when in fact there was an attack, he wrote. How could they have done this to me? What is the point of this? Other participants had a strikingly different response. They actually seemed to get a kick out of being forced to rethink their beliefs. Some may have found the experience mildly discomforting, in that their cherished, and in my case, at least sophomoric, philosophies were challenged in an aggressive manner, one participant remembers. But it was hardly an experience that would blight one for a week, let alone a life. Another described the whole series of events as highly agreeable. A third went so far as to call it fun. Ever since I first read about the participants who reacted enthusiastically, I've been fascinated by what made them tick. How did they manage to enjoy the experience of having their beliefs eviscerated? And how can the rest of us learn to do the same? خب برگردیم به ابتدای صفحه مجدداً با هم دیگه بخونیم. When students arrived for the debate, وقتی که دانشجوها رسیدن برای اینکه با هم مذاکره بکنن, debate به معنای مناظره هستش. They discovered that, اونا این رو فهمیدن که their sparring partners was not a peer, but a law student. این رو فهمیدن که اون حریف تمرینیشون, اون کسی که باهاشون در واقع اون مناظره رو انجام میداد, spar به معنای دعوا و در واقع نزاع هستش. Sparring partner یعنی حریف تمرینی. Their sparring partner, اون حریفشون, was not a peer. Peer به معنای همتا هستش. یعنی اون آدم, اون حریف تمرینیشون, یکی مثل خودشون نبوده. But a law student, بلکه این که دانشجوی حقوق بوده. What they didn't know, اون چیزی که اونها نمیدونستن, was that, این بود که the law student was in cahoots with the research team. To be in cahoots with, یعنی تبانی داشتن با یک کسی. یعنی اون دانشجوی حقوق تبانی کرده بود با گروه ریسرچ. His task was to spend 18 minutes launching an aggressive assault on their worldviews. وظیفه اون این بود که 8 دقیقه رو اینجوری بگذرونه که در واقع یک توهین زننده‌ای داشته باشه در مورد اعتقادات, on their worldviews, یعنی در مورد اعتقاداتشون, جهان بینیشون. Aggressive assault رو میتونیم حمله شدید هم ترجمه بکنیم. یه حمله شدید, یه حمله تند و زننده. Murray called it a stressful interpersonal disputation. Disputation یعنی نزاع. موری بهش میگفت یک نزاع بین فردی خیلی استرس‌آور. Having directed the law student to make the participants angry and anxious with a mode of attack that was vehement, sweeping, and personally abusive. خب برگردیم از اولش بخونیم. Having directed, در حالی که هدایت کرده بود, the law student, اون دانشجوی حقوق رو to make the participants angry and anxious که باعث بشه اون شرکت کننده ها عصبانی و مضطرب بشن. With a mode of attack که اون در واقع مدل حملش هم این شکلی بود. That was vehement. Vehement به معنای قاطع و تند و شدید هستش. Sweeping به معنای فراگیر هست. یعنی در مورد هر چیزی میتونست حمله بکنه. And personally abusive. کلمه abusive دقت کنید صدای س داره، صدای ز نداره. Personally abusive یعنی پر از توهینای شخصی. یه بار دیگه بخونیم. Murray called it a stressful interpersonal disputation, having directed the law student to make the participants angry and anxious with a mode of attack that was vehement, sweeping and personally abusive. این رو هم بگم که کلمه sweeping هم میتونه به معنای تند و نسنجیده باشه و هم به معنای همه سویه و فراگیر. The poor students sweated and shouted as they struggled to defend their ideals. The poor students, یعنی اون دانشجوهای بیچاره, sweated and shouted, عرق می‌ریختن و داد می‌زدن, as they struggled to defend their ideals. همونطور که داشتن دفاع می‌کردن, یعنی خیلی کار سختی بود براشون که داشتن دفاع می‌کردن از ایدئال‌هاشون. The pain didn't stop there. یعنی این ناراحتیشون به اونجا ختم نشد. In the weeks that followed, توی هفته های بعدش, the students were invited back to the lab. یعنی دوباره از اون دانشجوها دعوت شد که برگردن به اون آزمایشگاه to discuss the films of their own interactions, که در مورد فیلم تعاملاتشون, واکنش هاشون صحبت بکنن. They watched themselves grimacing and stringing together incoherent sentences. They watched themselves grimacing. فعل watch یکی از افعال حسی هستش. فعل دومی که بعدش میاد یا میتونه ساده باشه یا میتونه ing دار باشه. بستگی به مفهوم ما داره. اگر میخوایم بگیم داریم یه چیزی رو نگاه میکنیم که در حال انجام یه کاریه, مثلا اونا داشتن خودشون رو نگاه میکردن که در حال اخم و تخم کردن بودن. اینجا از ing دار استفاده میکنیم که اون مفهوم استمرار داشتن رو نشون بدیم. اگر هم نه, یه عملی انجام شده استمرار هم نداشته, میتونیم از فعل ساده استفاده کنیم. مثلا I watched him go, یعنی من دیدم که رفت. وقتی بگم I watched him going, یعنی من رفتنش رو دیدم, دیدم که داشت میرفت. اینجا هم همونه. They watched themselves grimacing, یعنی اونا خودشونو نگاه کردن که اخم و تخم می کردن. And stringing together incoherent sentences, و جملات نامربوط و بی ربط به هم دیگه می بافتن. All in all, they spent about 8 hours reliving those humiliating 18 minutes. Relive یعنی دوباره زندگی کردن. All in all, روی هم رفته, they spent about, اونا صرف کردن حدود 8 hours, 8 ساعت, reliving, دوباره زندگی کردن, those humiliating 18 minutes, اون 8 دقیقه تحقیرآمیز رو. صفت humiliating به معنای تحقیر کننده یا تحقیرآمیز هستش. A quarter century later, یعنی یک چهارم قرن بعد یا 25 سال بعد, when the participants reflected on the experience, وقتی که شرکت کننده ها نظراتشون رو میگفتن در مورد اون تجربه, it was clear that many had found it agonizing. صفت agonizing به معنای دردناک هستش. یعنی این واضح بود که خیلی از اونها این تجربه براشون خیلی دردناک بوده. Gerald described feeling unabating rage. Unabating به معنی not stopping هستش یا بیوقفه. Gerald در واقع این رو توصیف کرد که حس می کرده خشم بیوقفه داشته. Rage به معنی خشم. Locust recalled his bewilderment, anger, chagrin and discomfort. Locust اینجوری به یاد می آورد که در واقع اینها رو به یاد می آورد. Bewilderment گیجیش رو, anger عصبانیتش رو, chagrin غم شدیدش رو, and discomfort و معذب بودنش رو. They have deceived me, telling me there was going to be a discussion, when in fact there was an attack, he wrote. اون اینجوری نوشت که They have deceived me. اونا منو گول زدن. Deceive به معنی گول زدن هستش. Telling me there was going to be a discussion. به هم گفتن که یه بحثی هستش، یه مناظره‌ای هستش. When in fact, وقتی که در واقع there was an attack. یک حمله بود اونجا. How could they have done this to me? چطور تونستن این کار رو با من انجام بدن؟ What is the point of this? اصلا قصدشون چی بود؟ Other participants had a strikingly different response. Strikingly یعنی خیلی متفاوت. Other participants, بقیه شرکت کننده ها, had a strikingly different response. یه جواب خیلی خیلی متفاوتی داشتن. یعنی اون تفاوت خیلی چشمگیر بوده. They actually seemed to get a kick out of being forced to rethink their beliefs. To get a kick out of doing something, یعنی از انجام دادن چیزی لذت بردن. They actually, اینجا actually برای نشون دادن تناقض اومده, میخواد بگه ولی اینا یه حس دیگه ای داشتن. They actually seemed to get a kick out of being forced to rethink their beliefs. یعنی اونها در واقع لذت برده بودن از اینکه مجبور شده بودن اعتقاداتشون رو زیر سوال ببرن, بازنگری کنن, دوباره در موردشون فکر بکنن. Some may have found the experience mildly discomforting in that their cherished, and in my case at least sophomoric, philosophies were challenged in an aggressive manner. One participant remembers. یکی از شرکت کننده ها اینجوری به یاد میاره که Some may have found the experience mildly discomforting. از نظر بعضی ها ممکنه این تجربه تا حدودی معذب کننده بوده باشه. In that, از این نظر که their cherished philosophies, حالا توی پرانتز رو بعد ترجمه میکنیم, یعنی اون فلسفه های مورد علاقه شون were challenged, به چالش کشیده شده بودن, in an aggressive manner, با یک حالت خیلی تند و قاطع و خشنی. And in my case, یعنی در مورد این تحقیق من, at least sophomoric philosophies, حداقل در مورد اون اعتقادات مقدس و مورد علاقه شون که تا سال دوم داشتن. یه بار دیگه جمله رو بخونیم. Some may have found the experience mildly discomforting in that their cherished, and in my case, at least sophomoric philosophies, were challenged in an aggressive manner. One participant remembers. یعنی یکی از در واقع شرکت کننده ها اینجوری خاطراتش رو بازگو میکنه که شاید بعضی این تجربه رو یکمی ناراحت کننده میدونستند و حس میکردن با یه رویکرد تهاجمی فلسفه مورد علاقه و مقدسشون, یا حداقل میتونیم بگیم فلسفه یا نگرشی که توی سال دوم اونها رو داشتن, به چالش کشیده شد. But it was hardly an experience that would blight one for a week, let alone a life. فعل بلایت به معنای خراب کردن یا میتونیم بگیم درگیر کردن یا تحت شعاع قرار دادن هستش. But it was hardly an experience that would blight one for a week. وقتی که ما hardly رو داریم, در واقع داره جملمون رو منفی میکنه. یعنی این اصلا اون مدل تجربه‌ای نبود که بخواد یه نفری رو برای یک هفته درگیر بکنه, تحت شعاع قرار بده, ناراحتش بکنه. Let alone a life. چه برسه به این که بخواد یه عمر اون رو تحت شعاع قرار بده. Another described the whole series of events as highly agreeable. یه نفر دیگه کل این جریانات رو, the whole series of events, یعنی کل این جریانات رو به عنوان highly agreeable توصیف کرده بود, یعنی کاملا قابل قبول. A third went so far as to call it fun. و یه نفرم تا اینجایی پیش رفت که بهش گفت بامزه, به اون تجربه گفت بامزه. Ever since I first read about the participants who reacted enthusiastically, I've been fascinated by what made them tick. Ever since یعنی از وقتی که. Ever since I first read about, گذشته یه read رو داریم که میشه read, یعنی از وقتی که من خوندم در مورد the participants, اون شرکت کننده هایی who, که reacted enthusiastically, که خیلی مشتاقانه واکنش نشون دادن. I've been fascinated by what made them tick. Make someone tick یه اصطلاحه, یعنی کسی رو سر شوق آوردن, سر ذوق آوردن. I've been fascinated by what made them tick, یعنی خیلی دوست دارم بدونم که چی باعث شده که اونها انقدر با اشتیاق صحبت بکنن, انقدر اونها رو به شوق آورده. How did they manage to enjoy the experience of having their beliefs eviscerated? فعل eviscerated به معنای از درون تهی کردن یا داغون کردن میتونیم بگیم یا حمله کردن. How did they manage to enjoy یعنی چطور تونستن لذت ببرن the experience of having their beliefs eviscerated از تجربه این که به باورهاشون حمله بشه باورهاشون رو بخوان داغون بکنن and how can the rest of us learn to do the same و چطور بقیه‌مون میتونیم این رو یاد بگیریم که یک همچین کاری بکنیم وقتی به باورامون حمله میشه ازش لذت ببریم و ازش فرار نکنیم خب برگردیم به ابتدای صفحه مجدداً با هم دیگه بخونیم. When students arrived for the debate, they discovered that their sparring partner was not a peer, but a law student. What they didn't know was that the law student was in cahoots with the research team. His task was to spend 18 minutes launching an aggressive assault on their worldviews. Murray called it a stressful interpersonal disputation. Having directed the law student to make the participants angry and anxious with a mode of attack that was vehement, sweeping, and personally abusive, the poor students sweated and shouted as they struggled to defend their ideals. The pain didn't stop there. In the weeks that followed, the students were invited back to the lab to discuss the films of their own interactions. They watched themselves grimacing and stringing together incoherent sentences. All in all, they spent about 8 hours reliving those humiliating 18 minutes. A quarter century later, when the participants reflected on the experience, it was clear that many had found it agonizing. Drill described feeling unabating rage. Locust recalled his bewilderment, anger, chagrin, and discomfort. They have deceived me, telling me there was going to be a discussion, when in fact there was an attack, he wrote. How could they have done this to me? What is the point of this? Other participants had a strikingly different response. They actually seemed to get a kick out of being forced to rethink their beliefs. Some may have found the experience mildly discomforting, in that their cherished, and in my case at least sophomoric, philosophies were challenged in an aggressive manner. One participant remembers, but it was hardly an experience that would blight one for a week, let alone a life. Another described the whole series of events as highly agreeable. A third went so far as to call it fun. Ever since I first read about the participants who reacted enthusiastically, I've been fascinated by what made them tick. How did they manage to enjoy the experience of having their beliefs eviscerated? And how can the rest of us learn to do the same? خب این بود از قسمت 35. امیدوارم که لذت برده باشین. مثل همیشه آهنگ پایانی به همراه متن ترجمه رو براتون توی کانال تلگرام میذاریم. تا قسمت بعدی خدا نگهدار.
You say I so unfadable. Now sadly I know why your heart is unobtainable, even though God knows you kept mine.